Paul, are you pleased with the point overall?
Yeah, I'm pleased with the point. We're on a funny run, aren't we? Because everyone will describe runs of how many you've won and how many you've lost. And, you know, we're in a league position that we're in. I don't know the league position today. You know, we've got a couple of games now without conceding a goal. We're certainly getting partnerships going on the pitch, which was important. You know, you see the partnership between Roberts and Jones, the left-back first half, with Klukas playing higher up with Doyle. And we need these partnerships to blossom. We can't keep continually looking to change and change. And what happens sometimes, especially at our club, the clamour for change comes far too quick. We've had 4 years at the Proax Stadium, going into our fifth season. We've had two championship winning teams. We've had two Wembley appearances. And the turnover in players has been far too high. Far, far too high. We've got to address that. We've got to start producing our younger players to come into the first team and be better. And we've got to stay with our players for longer. Because to have an ambitious club and a successful club, it's not done overnight.
No, is that the sort of everybody just to calm down a little bit?
Let's, yeah, I think that's a very valid. It's not about me trying to clamour for my job. Because I've got a very, very strong chairman, a very good chairman, in my opinion, that when he feels it's right that I don't manage the club, I'm sure that he'd come down, knock on my door, take me for a pint and sack me. But we want to get better. And I've been looking at all stats from when we come up last time with John to where we are today and to think, how are we going to challenge for this championship? How are we going to get in these playoffs? Certainly we're not going to spend our way. And I think that's important that people know that. We're not spending our way. Our chairman's put plenty of money in. He's built a lovely stadium. He's given us a playing infrastructure that's good. Now what we must do is nurture players, develop them in a period of time to come into the first team to make us stronger. And over a period of time, I feel that we can get stronger as a club. It will be slower than what people want, but it will be with an objective to take us to where we want to be.
Were you happy with the first half performance? Plenty of chances, weren't they?
So. Excellent first half, we really were. We were a strong first half. We looked a threat, and that's what we want to do. You know, for our supporters, we went to Walsall looking to keep a clean sheet. We never went to Bristol City and Preston looking to keep a clean sheet, but results affect the manager. We'll get back to taking the game to teams all the time off our front foot, working on players in training during the week, making them fit enough to come in the first team, and backed by that travel and support like we had today, you take your hat off to them. I don't know how many was there from Chesterfield.
Nearly 900 today.
Absolutely fantastic, and you can great credit to them, because I think sometimes when you support your team, you play your part, and our 900 fans played their part today.
Charlie Raglan, he's a clean sheet man now. He's coming to the side, yeah. And he's done really well.
I think it has, but it's also coincided with Sammy Morsy having more discipline in his performance. Sammy went through a period where he's trying to get in the box and score goals against Swindon and these teams. And when that happens, we vacate the middle of the pitch and teams are getting on our back four too easy. And these are one of the little things we've been tweaking. And if you've seen Sammy's performance in the middle of the park today, he's not just a shield. He's a major, major factor in how you play, and he was, in my opinion, he was absolutely outstanding today.
And of course, that helped Jimmy Ryan go forward a little bit, didn't
just
it?
Just helps the balance of the team, and that's what I'm searching for. And when we lose the balances, we have indifferent results. And when we have indifferent results, the manager chops and changes the team. We'll get back to being a bit more balanced.
Are you happy with Klukas up there with Doyle?
Yeah, that'll work. Yeah, Will, that'll work. They'll hear people. We just felt that. I like Gary Roberts in the hole as well, and we've got to keep Gary happy because he's such a catalyst to how we play. And, you know, certainly I want to have a small squad. I want it to be a tight unit that are all behind each other. I want the development of players to come from within the club. I want the scouting, and we're lucky to have a scout like Paul Mitchell, you know, that we recruit well. And when we build our club, we build it in the right sort of manner.
Good news about George McGrath as well, isn't it?
George looks like he'll be fit for next week. All in all, Sam Aird's getting there, Drew Talbot's getting back. Big Armand comes back to us today, tomorrow, whenever he comes back. So all in all, we'll have more bodies in. And we're pleased, we're looking forward to a good month. We're looking forward to going MK Dons and appeal to our supporters. Let's travel there as well. Because we want something to happen this season. Mm-hmm. And we want it to be a league campaign that's good. And we want to stay in this FA Cup.
First of all, you've got a derby against Barnsley next Saturday.
Barnsley going really well. Danny's done a really good job because he's had a changeover in players quite big. And they've had indifferent results early on in the season. And now they're getting momentum up. And that's what football's about. I watched them last night and they're a good side. They play good football and they've got plenty of threats. So certainly if we can get on our A game next week and Barnsley are on theirs, I think it'll be a great advertisement for League One football.
One last question from me. Connor Hunt, has he gone back to Everton?
He's injured his back at the minute, so we'll just look at that one more. As Aaron Chapman goes in for an op this week on his ankle, so all in all, it's one in, one out with us, isn't it? You know that. I think we're employing some of the NHS people at the minute.